President Joe Biden has approved the use of U.S.-supplied long-range missiles on Russian territory and authorized the distribution of anti-personnel mines to Ukraine. According to U.S. officials, the mines are designed to deactivate after a set period and will only be deployed within Ukrainian territory. Russia has made significant battlefield gains this year, seizing nearly 6 times more territory in 2024 than in 2023. Key areas like Kupiansk and Kurakov in eastern Ukraine remain under heavy assault. Reports show Russian forces are also closing in on critical logistical hubs. Analysts warn Ukraine's defenses are increasingly stretched thin. They're concerned this will impact Ukraine's ability to maintain control along the front lines. Ukraine's recent incursion into Russia's Kursk region has also faced challenges. Experts initially viewed the incursion as a bold strategic move. However, the operation has tied down experienced Ukrainian units, allowing Russian forces to reclaim approximately 230 square miles of territory since October. Despite advances, Russia's strategy has come at a high cost. Independent reports estimate that over 200,000 Russian troops have been killed since the invasion began. Troops near Kursk have faced significant losses. This week, Ukraine used U.S.-supplied long-range missiles to target Russian positions for the first time. Officials hope the strikes and the newly approved landmines will slow Russian advances and bolster Ukraine's position in potential peace negotiations. Ukraine's use of the ATAKMS system has so far been limited to regions near Kursk. Amid these developments, the Kremlin has updated its nuclear doctrine. Russia now warns that any conventional attack by a non-nuclear-armed nation allied with a nuclear power could justify a nuclear response. While the policy was announced in September, it took effect following Biden's approval of these new measures.